The Chukayung tribe says that it wants to remain a member of the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation, but it does not yet know if mediation will bring about what the tribe sees as necessary changes. As Chukayung and the corporation move toward the final round of mediation, tribal leaders are stressing that there would be no lapse in healthcare if they do withdraw. Here's First Chief Thomas Tilden speaking at a public meeting held by the tribe on Tuesday.
The Indian Health Service is not going to approve our removal unless we have a plan in place. So we have to make sure that our tribal members and other members in this community continue to receive health care. That is going to happen.
What that plan looks like remains to be seen. The earliest the tribe could withdraw would be in May. At the meeting on Tuesday, people expressed concern about that rapidly approaching deadline. Natalie Dahl said she was concerned about how such a swift transition would affect care for her family.
Most of you know my daughter spent the better part of last year in the hospital. So just not having any clue about how services will be provided, if May is really like the date, you know, is just a little nerve-wracking.
But the tribe said it would most likely not withdraw in May, instead extending the date of withdrawal to allow time to coordinate services with BBAHC and decide on a path forward. That means that the May deadline is effectively moot. If mediation doesn't result in an agreement, the tribe says it has an array of options. It could pull out entirely, keep some services at Kinakanak Hospital in Dillingham, which is managed by BBAHC, create a clinic in Dillingham, or receive services at Kinakanak Hospital under a different healthcare provider. It could even create a new regional healthcare organization, with the working name of the United Bristol Bay Tribal Health Consortium. Robert Clark, the CEO and president of BBHC, said at the hospital's public meeting last month that the hospital was still working on mediation and that the outcome was yet to be determined.
I'm talking about some what-ifs and different issues that we don't have agreement on yet, and it's up to the board to decide. They ultimately are in charge, but for day-to-day operations, yeah, the executive committee does have a lot of pull and a lot of weight.
In order for Chukayung to remain with BBAHC, the tribe says that several major changes have to take place. Tilden said that Chukayung and other member tribes had to be given more of a say in the corporation's management.
We have to have a voice on that board. They have to give the power back to the full board.
Chukayung has two alternative plans to change BBAHC's bylaws. Both alternatives include shortening officer term lengths, having more frequent board meetings, and allowing villages to replace their directors on the board. Second Chief Gayla Hossett stressed the Chukayung tribe's sovereignty.
We want unity amongst the region, and we want to make sure that everybody's voice is heard and that we want to make sure that we have the best quality health care that we could possibly have and that patients are getting sent out to Anchorage in a timely fashion.
Jeff Stromer, an attorney for the health corporation, says the tribe has an array of options if it withdraws, which will determine what its health care services will look like.
Chukayung still will then have the option of pick and choosing what programs it wants to take or leave. And it hasn't really gone through that process yet.
Third Chief J.J. Larson said the tribe is optimistic they will ultimately have more control over the type of health care provided in the region.
I think it's hopeful either way. If we decide to stay and things work out because things are changed for the better, that's hopeful. If we do decide to leave, I think that there's some things that we can do that haven't been done around here that can be better.
Chukayung and BBAHC pick up their final mediation session this week during the Health Corporation's annual full board meeting. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.